Namibian athletes are once again poised to take on the world's best on the world's biggest sporting stage to compete for the gold. It is, of course, the Olympics, and it is Paris 2024. Vera Louza, Namibian cyclist, is at her third Olympic Games, where she will take part in the road race. We caught up with her before she left for Paris. Vera, thank you so much for speaking to us. Firstly, how was your training for the Olympic Games? How do you cope with the stress and tension of being on the world's biggest sporting stage?
My training and preparation for this Olympic Games has been slightly different this time. I changed my coach. I started working with a mental coach to try to get the best out of me. I've been working a lot of on my threshold stuff, quite a bit of hours more. I had two training sessions a day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And now towards the games, I was doing heat training, which adds another session. So I go train in the morning, and then in the afternoon I sit on the indoor trainer for about 50 minutes with a rain jacket to sweat, just to get acclimatized for the possible heat in Tokyo. But also, if it's not hot, it should give a benefit. So I'm quite excited for that. It's been a tough last 3 weeks, but a good year in general for preparing for the games so far. As I mentioned, I started working with a mental coach, which has really helped me also to overcome a few fears that I had, and to just get the most out of it, to talk strategies, to find everything also mentally that I can do, and also to be calm before and ready to race. I think I've dealt with a lot of pressure and stress before my previous Olympics. I think it should be better this year. I'm going with peace of mind that I can be my possible best there.
Obviously, a gold medal is the ultimate prize, but what are you hoping to achieve at the Paris Games, and where do you get your most support from?
It is really difficult for me to put a real goal and expectations behind the Olympic Games in Paris this year. I haven't been racing on the road, so it is really difficult for me to say where the other girls are and where I am compared to them. But at the Olympic Games, anything can happen. I think we saw that in Tokyo when a underdog won the race. So I'm definitely going into the race in good shape, and I think the course suits me, so I'm quite excited for that. A possible medal will be very difficult, but anything can happen. But there are really, really strong girls out there that do that daily, and that is their full-time job. So to compete with them is quite difficult for me. But as I've said, anything is possible. My biggest support system is definitely my husband, Connie. He is dealing with all my... if I have some, he helps me with my bikes. He helps me basically with everything that I don't get around to doing. Also, since I'm still working, he does a lot in the household and everything. But yeah, having the mental coach on board really helped. And also my cycling coach, my trainer, they've been prepping me for this. And it is good to go there knowing that I'm in good shape and in a good mind space, and that my husband is also supporting me.
Vera, this is your third Games. What comes next after these Games? Is there another one, or do you have other plans?
My future plans for the next year are not quite clear yet. I will decide and work on that after the Olympic Games. For now, the focus was fully on the Olympics. And immediately after the Olympic Games, I will go back to mountain bike racing. I will do the Swiss Epic in August, and then followed by the World Champs and the last World Cup cross country marathon in America. And then I'll definitely, by then, I should know what my plans are for next year. I really do hope I can inspire the next generation. I think when I started cycling in Namibia, I was always looking up to the riders that went to the Olympics, like Dan Craven, Manny Heymans, and Mark Bassingwaite, and so many more. So I hope I can do that as well for younger athletes, that they can see it as possible. And if they just work hard, it is definitely something that one can achieve, also coming from a small country with big hearts.
We are chatting to Vera Lauza, one of the athletes of Namibia going to the Paris 2024 Olympic Games. Tell us about the course for your race and how are you preparing for it?
The race course for us is 155 kilometers with roughly 1,600 meters of climbing. It is a punches course, which is that there are lots of shorter climbs that are not steep, but no major long climbs. Paris might be hot. We are racing on in the afternoon. It might also be wet and not so hot, but I think I've prepared for both. With my specific heat training that I've done in the past 2 weeks, I should be definitely ready for the heat. And yeah, tactics, I think, because it's so special with having no big teams there, the biggest nations have four riders only, which is quite little compared to what normally is on the road. Like in a road race, you have 6 to 8 riders per team, and there are a lot of nations that only have a single rider, which makes the tactics very different. I'm excited for that because it also gives people like me who don't have teammates a chance to achieve something great.
What does representing Namibia on the Olympic stage mean to you, Vera?
It is an extreme honor to represent Namibia at the Olympic Games in Paris. These are my third Olympic Games. And obviously, every time you learn so much about the sport and also as you personally as an athlete, I think it's the journey that definitely counts of what you are making out of yourself in the 4 years between the Olympic Games. I think for the future, what it holds for me, I'm not quite sure yet. There are different options. It will also depend a little bit of my Olympic race, but I'll know more afterwards.
And then finally, thank you so much again for talking to us. But are there any challenges or perhaps injuries at this late stage?
When it comes to challenges and obstacles, I've been blessed. Luckily, I haven't had major injuries so far. I'm struggling with a few niggles. I guess everybody has that. But I'm trying to work with it instead of against it. And I hope then I can get it right. One of those problems of mine is having a big left-right imbalance of my legs, so that my right leg is much stronger than my left leg. But I've managed to sort that out on the mountain bike, and now I just have to transfer it onto the road bike. And it is getting better daily, but it's not something that I can just switch. So I've been working hard on that. But the most rewarding is definitely seeing that my hard work is paying off.
The voice there of Vera Lauza, one of the four athletes Namibia has at the 2024 Paris Olympic Games. Not many athletes there, but we're holding thumbs for them and we hope it's going to go well for them. Look out for our other profiles to the other athletes competing at Paris 2024.